Yes, that was a little sort of anecdote called bit of fun. Yes,
this is Yvette Stalens recording Mary Ireson at Halsey Manor on the 10th of March 2015. Mary, can you tell me when you were born?
1902, second of February.
And where was that?
Farnham, in Surrey.
And what did your parents do?
Farnham had his own horse and cart, and he started as a travelling salesman, but he finished up being the main signatory to a removal firm, which he was one of the founders, and I was a company secretary. You see what the people think they have to make right now.
And where did you go to school, Mary?
In a little private school, because the doctor told him, the mother, he thought I'd go mad, because I think the class was rather overloaded, and one of the two very noisy ones there. And I remember being in tears when at the end of days, sort of not being able to do things properly. That used to grieve me more than anything.
And what about folk music and dance? Did you do that at school?
No. But that happened by accident, because most of these big things seem to. My cousin, who's 7 years older than me, and her mother were my grandparents' generation. And I was always made a fuss of, because the only one, young one they had around, until the youngest one of all got married, and then she produced seven, but that's nothing to do with it. But that was my first introduction, but stepping in as a relief dancer, I'd only been doing these things a couple of weeks, because this dancer's husband was a farmer and he was moved, and so they had nobody. They'd reached the final of the folk dancing competition. So therefore, that's how I came to start. And of course, I enjoyed it so much, I never stopped. Not until the end of 1992, when I broke my leg twice and had to give up because it took so long to mend.
You told me a story about dancing the man's part. Why was that?
Well, because this girl whose place I took was a leading defender in the team. And of course, I had to have a full team to be able to take part in the final. We came second, so we didn't do badly.
Which competition was this?
The folk dance for WIs. In Surrey.
In Surrey. So you were a member of the WI?
I had to be, yes. And I was until several years back, when I just couldn't keep up going. I couldn't go. The boys just wasting money.
So the folk dance team was a WI folk dance team.
French
and folk dance team. Mm. And do you remember your favourite dances?
Oh, I loved them all. There's not many I'd say no, I don't want to do. But I had to do every one I could. I loved them.
And who did you dance to? Did you have musicians, a band?
The old gramophone. Wind up gramophone. And you should have a monitor to make sure it didn't run out in the middle. It was a real... Well, you could make a real funny choreography with it.
Now, so, tell me about Halsey. When did you first find out about Halsey?
Because Miss Bliss and Whiteman, who were very leader ones in their area, part of Surrey,
kept on about Whiteman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. They're well known, you'll find their name, any folk dance stuff in Surrey. Those two. They kept on. It's a wonderful place. It's going to be wonderful when it gets going. So when we came it made the holiday time, I said, Doreen, let's do a little tour of Devon this time and go around and find this place they keep talking about. And that's how we came to be involved in this. And I've never stopped being involved ever since.
So that was with Irene?
Bliss and Whiteman were in charge.
Okay.
Miss Bliss and Miss Whiteman. They're well known in the folk dance world automatically. And then, of course, they took over being controlling these for a start. Then, of course, as we got older, I got involved.
So tell me about your impressions of Halsey. Can you remember what it was like when you first came here?
Well, it's a real, real old-fashioned and probably genuine place. I took one look at it and I said, Doreen, this is us. We should be coming here a lot one day in our next 2 years. Of course it was, because soon afterwards we discovered that the weeks that around it for so many years.
Bill Rutter? Bill Rutter?
No, after
Marjorie
him.
And Donald?
The one who was in charge of Devon at that time, was fine that agent with the old books, of course. My memory's not as. Once upon a time, you'd never have caught me out on a folk dance question. But now, you see, I can't remember quick enough. Anyway, we walked in, filthy November day, you know what that can be like. We opened the door, walked in, enormous fire, half a oak tree on it, the two bishops standing there with white smiles. Welcome to Halsey. And that was that's it. We've never stopped coming since.
So you've been coming for very many years.
Well, over 40, it was 1940.
Wonderful.
So we've been coming here ever since. I've only missed two, and that was two recently when I broke my leg and I didn't do any dancing for 2 years. I couldn't, you see, the leg wouldn't go.
No.
It's not very happy there, but it has to.
Do you remember any interesting people that you met at Halsey?
Well, Bill Rutter, of course.
Tell me about Bill.
Well, I didn't know any of them, really, until I've learned my experience. And the various managers, one we liked was that's a maddening thing. Well, I could remember all these names, I can't. But he followed that her as they minded her. So we'll probably find that out in the one of the book, but the magazines. Oh, that's annoying, but never. But that's how I got afraid I was in trouble. Well, Rain was as good. She remembers well, too. So she was partially crippled through having polio as a child. But we always used to get around, and we came to a lot of the Andy Murray schools, you know, all through September. We used to run a big week folk dancing. Well, we started coming there, we never stopped. We carried on, and even when he gave up, we carried on and leading them. I kept it, followed on and did it for 20 years. And last year I decided, no, I can't do it. To do the job properly, I can't do it anymore. So that's how I come to retire. But I still come.
So what does Halsey mean to you?
A great deal. So much so I've lived a nice little bit for them when I'm not here at all. So they're going to have a nice little nest egg to put one side. I don't know what they'll do with it. It's improved facilities here anyway. Either proper eating hall, a proper library. It's all bits and pieces, isn't it? There, a lot of it. And I'd like to see it done with a nice building for the library and so on. So I'm doing my best. I've got a nice little bit put forward to put one side for, and that we'll see what happens.
But when you've been coming here, Mary, have you met any people who are dancers from overseas?
Only some set of schoolgirls that came over 40 years ago, and I had they had a repeat performance for those same ones last summer. 40 years on, and one of the girls come, "You won't remember me, but I remember you." I said, "Do you?" "Yes." She said, "You were wearing a nice blue skirt, and you had a white lacy jumper on, and you did look so smart." And I could tell her, and she remembered every detail I was wearing that particular afternoon. Kept one or two odd things. I kept them when people came like that, because we used to get a lot of visitors, because they did all sorts of things in this wheelchairs, you know, races and things.
Did you have a particular clothing that you wore for folk dancing? Did you have?
No, only these. I liked a full skirt, not full legs. You know, I like to cover my knees. So I looked as though I was in charge of a bit of bit of a giveaway, really. But we took part in several things. There was a big display in Eastbourne. And we took two teams, wheelchair dancers, 14 people in wheelchairs. We took them, so we had to have a big coach where they are for that. We took them, had a wonderful day out. It was a nice daylight, Disney outside there.
Did you ever do any display dancing or maypole dancing?
Not maypole. Well, that didn't come in our register so much, but we did lots of display, lots of folk, lots of ordinary village things and things. All round the different villages, all round this area, a bit further up in Hampshire. Oh yes, we got a well known. Also took part with joint ones. I went to the Albert Hall twice, really. Big one. But we provided a team to take part in that for several years.
And who would you be dancing with in the Albert Hall?
All the members chosen by the other district councils. And wherever they did a bit of dancing, then they were invited to send a team to take part in this big one. Cause we had teams from some of those little islands all around Australia that nobody else ever had. Where on earth is that? I said, well, I know it's in the Indian Ocean, that's all I tell them. But there's lots of... Oh, they're very interesting because you met their leaders and they were swapping stories about how they went on, and very interesting thing. I didn't give up. I carried on until 4 years ago I had to give it up when I broke this, fell and broke that leg. I couldn't dance, so I had to give it the dancing side up. I still ran the thing for another couple of years. So.
And when you come to Halsey, how do you feel about it?
Oh, wonderful. It nearly broke my heart, but I've been able to come the last 3 years because I couldn't... Everything went wrong just before it to stop me going. But anyway, this year I made it.
Yes, wonderful.
So.
And it's our Jubilee years, 50 years.
Mm.
So we've been celebrating folk dance and people like you this year.
Yeah.
And your house party, Mary, is obviously very popular. So some of these friends will have been coming for some time.
Well, some of them, I met here at 40, with those big ones that we used to run every year. They ran a whole week of dance with them. Who's that? Oh, Andy, I can't think of his surname, but it's in all the...
Andrew.
Yeah, but I don't know where otherwise, but of course each year, oh yes, we'll see you all next year, and we'll see a whole batch of, it would come from all over the country, really. And it was nice to get together. Got two of them here today, from 41 years ago.
Who's that?
Two from... Whitney.
And what about the accommodation here? Has it changed?
There's no hotel standard now. It's always been good, but it's better still now.
What was it like in the beginning?
Well, all sorts of odd beds, because of course they had to have what people had spared up. And of course, as we got to get well known, more and more people wanted to come. They'd put the price up and buy some beds. But
and what about the food, Mary?
Oh, that's always been good. Some of it very battered and whoever was free to go and help us mix the stuff up and serve, bake it and do it. But the food's, it's never, always been plentiful. We've never gone away thinking, oh dear, I'm going to do it a good meal. No, we've never gone by feeling that. Not even today, we've seen still good. It wouldn't be any food that kept me away. It would be the fact that I couldn't do the dancing myself alone.
And what about any stories, any ghost stories, Mary? Did you ever hear any of those?
I've heard a lot, but I've never seen any. And Marina and I were left in the whole charge of them. We slept in this place, just the two of us. We had this big room just above our heads. And nobody... Bill Rutter and the other chap that helped him with it was running the weeks, and they had nobody of their own. There was nobody left to take charge. So I can remember Bill Rutter coming to me, "Well, but you're going to be promoted, are we?" "Yes." "You two were going to be in charge of the manor." Oh, crikey. It's a great compliment. And it really was very eerie with the whole place shut up. And you suddenly get a white light going across there. And, "Oh, it's the moon." "Oh, that's just a white..." But it was... We enjoyed doing it. But I had a little bit to help.
And what about, was it cold in here, warm in here? How did you keep cosy?
Enormous fires. Great big logs coming in about that fire right across, you know. One log and that last whole summer. Easy, because they were so enormous. And when we first walked in that door on that murky afternoon, Thursday afternoon, it had been half foggy. And they opened the door, and this blast of air came out, hot air. And then standing by there was these two old gentlemen and lady. "Oh, welcome to Horsley." That was the start of, that was us. We were bitten from that time.
Yeah, bitten. A lot of people, Mary, talk about the Halsey bug.
No, I've never found it. And I've walked, when we were here on our own that time, left Green quite happily in the way the lights were. And I walked right round the whole building, never said. Not a no sound or anything.
No ghosts, nothing?
No ghosts.
No ghosts, no.
There was supposed to be one, but I never saw it, never saw it. And I was there. For several years we were the only ones here on one particular winter night, you know, and between two shows through one of these weekly ones or what. But just an ordinary one.
So why do you keep coming back to Halsey, Mary?
I don't know. I can't stay away. If my health will carry on, I should still be coming in another 10 years. But I don't suppose it'll last as long as that now. When we walked in the first time 41 years ago, I never thought I'd be still walking here, and now, this is another 30 odd years. But it's a place that I can't. It's been my biggest headache the last five times that I've had to stop coming, because I couldn't get my legs right.
Yeah, you had an accident, I hear, Mary, did you? What happened?
I slid. No, I slid and lived out in my corridors at home. So I was right in the cross between... There's four doors like that in this long corridor. And I slid and went right smack in the middle. I had to wait till the week after, the day after, to my cousin to come and find out why I didn't answer the phone. I had no means of reaching it because I was in the middle of a crossroads. Oh, that one out there, across the way there, then the light there. And of course, everything to bring for help was either on the table, and all, or else in here where I couldn't get at it. So I had to just lay on the floor to wait for the next day. Mm. And of course, I had everything going and been moved.
But you've actually recovered and you're obviously still coming here.
Oh, I still am here.
Yeah.
But I should come as soon as well as I can and as well as I'm fit. But luckily we've got more access to cars now than I had. But I had only just bought my first little one, first little old Morris Hundreds, when they made the first 100-pound car. I had one of those.
And did you have driving lessons?
No. No, before they brought the rule in, and so I offered a boat, as soon as they brought that boat, telling them what I'd done, what I'd driven during the war itself, and so on.
What did you drive in the war, Mary?
Well, anything they bought and moved from this to that, particularly at the weekends when my father's haulage business was called on removing a batch of troops and instruments from one place that would come to another all around this area. And I was called on once or twice to help over there because I wouldn't have enough driver spare, you see.
So are we talking big lorries? Are we talking...
Oh, where they used to carry the troops about with them.
Okay, thank you.
They're quite, just old Audrey B. Open lorry. Are you keeping somebody about?
No, you're fine. So you used to drive a big lorry?
Well, I have driven 200 weight trucks, anyway. That's one of my father's usual thing. Method for this big, and I loved playing with cars, and the fact that it was so big, you didn't really get a chance, just had to be careful.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I will go back and see all sorts of funny things that happened, but yeah, I can't take up too much time. But I'm always willing if anybody wants to think about any little things, especially...
Yeah, what funny things, Mary? Can you think of a funny thing that happened?
Well, you make your own fun, don't you, would you? Especially when there's only two of you left in the place. It's weird and wonderful how the sound carries. And of course, we used to. Then you're waiting to.
No, it's okay, it's all right.
Want to go on. Now, once I get started, I can keep on going on, thinking of things, people. But,
who are the people who most stand out in your mind when you think about Horsey?
Well, the people I met, one or two managers, particularly, the one who came back from. I was thinking, but we spent a bit of time in South Africa. But Bill Rutter, and who was a manager for the area, wasn't he, for
EFTUS? Yes, he was, yes.
Yes, and then there was another one too, he used to give me all sorts of little odd jobs to do. Oh, we want so-and-so. Come on, you've got nothing to do. You can go down to the village in Kent Somers and Forest. I was, you know, sort of an extra boy. Yes, all sorts of things. But in other words, we filled in all of the gaps that we were asked to fill in, or could fill in, for that particular area at the time.
Yeah.
Pleased to do it.
So did you ever do any singing, Mary, or play?
No. My voice was never strong enough to sing. No, I've got one of my people, my party this time, she's got a beautiful voice. She sings for us occasionally.
And what about musical instruments? Did you ever play anything?
I played a piano accordion, 120 bass one. And I did play that at the Albert Hall and at the other festivals I had in London. And what's the other big
festival hall?
Festival hall. I was on the stage with a Jan Winters. She was the only accordion player I like. She said, "Will you come and play for me? I've been asked to do this concert in the Albert Hall." I said, "I don't think I'm good enough." So anyway, she thought I was. So that was one extra one. Then I played three times in the patchwork orchestras for the Albert Hall Festival.
Which orchestras? The
Albert Hall.
Yes.
Well, Cracknell.
Cracknell.
Yeah, there was a... In his one, they ran two evenings of 1 year of ordinary musicians, common ones, I would say. But they were all sorts.
How did you learn the accordion? Who taught you? Or?
Nobody. I learned it. Listened and looked, and Pat Shaw, of course, was the bait at that time. He was very helpful. If he thought you could do it, he'd get you doing it.
So did Pat Hall live locally to you?
No, he lived and worked in this area a lot. He's a well-known musician, and anyway... I felt very honoured when he invited me to join his orchestra for the Albert Hall Festival. I felt I really had learned something.
And did you ever play your accordion here, Mary?
Mm. Yes, if I play it for some of the days that we started celebrating this week, you know, that... now defunct Phoenix Club.
The what club?
Phoenix. It's just a local name given to a bunch of musicians met up here. And
Phoenix Club?
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
And who was in the Phoenix Club?
Well, all the musicians that played any note in the West Country. I can't tell you any individual names. Because I didn't know well enough, and I wasn't cocky enough to think that I was going to choose to talk to them like that. Discover afterwards I can, but could, but I, not then. I was too frightened. Didn't want to knock myself out of the only place that I really wanted to be, somewhere where there was music all the time.
So how important is music to you?
Very. The only thing was my piano teacher. Very old-fashioned tool. You had to have all these notes just so. But the right fingers, correct fingers. of course, if somebody happens, somebody like Patchum, it's the rhythm that matters, and not the body fingering, you see. You learned a lot of them, but then, especially people like Pat Oliver, who didn't mind his language. If he didn't like it, he'd jolly well say so. Hello. You met all sorts. Some of you thoroughly enjoyed being with, and others you, oh no, keep well away, don't get blood pressed, you don't want to go. Anyway.
Why did you choose the accordion?
Because I was offered one, and it was 120 bass, which is like a big size. And it's easy because it's complete orchestra in itself. If you can play it well enough, which I made sure I could in the finish to be able to play it with the Albert Hall. Or the one odd occasion, a special concert just at the Albert Hall. It was nothing to do with folk dance, only general folk dance. So,
and where is your accordion now, Mary?
Still sitting in the cupboard at home. I got it out the other day to see. Could I play it? I think I could, but I've got to get my fingers loosened up again. They stiffened up in the last 4 years where I haven't played at all. But I would still love to be able to do it. Because it wasn't only just folk dancing. I played, used to go around to the old people's clubs, do the old songs for them to sing to.
So what sort of things would you play?
That's the usual thing they all played it.
Pack up your troubles in your old...
Yeah, those sort of things.
Smile,
they've got used to me, they... Yeah, oh, Miss Judo so-and-so, and they'll stop the thing. No, is that the one that you mean? And I try and build it, but one or two notes. That's it. And then I get a whole little motor in. Oh, come and play for us, will you? Come and play for us.
So when you came to Halsey, you had a choice then. You could either play your accordion or you could dance. Did you do both? What did you do when you came
both.
To Halsey?
Both. Whatever there was going, we had to go. I had to go anyway. But Bean couldn't, because he wasn't so... She was more physically disabled than I was, but...
Bean had polio as a child, you said. Yeah. So could she dance?
Oh, she danced. But she had a marvellous sense of rhythm. And you never got her dancing offbeat or anything like that. It was always correct in itself. But she couldn't... naturally, because he had the strength and the wrists to push that thing in and out and play it as well. Took me quite a bit of hard work to do, but it was worth it.
So did Reen play the accordion as well?
She'd had a baby, a small one, but 48 bass, but it's half quarter size.
Did you ever play together?
Oh, we played at home, yes, and some of these old things, was one or two of them, used to love us both going in, and I'd play some of the tunes and orchestrate a story about how that particular one came to be written, if it was, I knew the answers, you know.
And how did you find your tunes?
Well, listening. I didn't have much music. I was done mostly by ear, all those tunes. I knew so many of those old tunes because My grandparents used to granddaddy used to love getting the family in and getting them singing on all these old songs.
And what was your granddad's name?
Gardner, Paul Salesman. He rang the little old buses, sold, went round the villages with a cup of paraffin, because there wasn't electricity about in those days.
And he used to gather the family together and you...
It was Christmas, we were right, always at family plus odds and ends, and we had only 27 people there, all yelling their heads off.
And who would lead the singing?
I just played the accordion, and Joe said, oh, get up and sing. They all knew the words.
Yeah.
I knew the words better, I said.
And your accordion, where did you get it from?
I started by buying a little one, 27, 28 bass. And then I had this chance with somebody who died and left his accordion to be dealt with, and the people who knew it knew that I had to sell. You might be interested in this. So I said what it was, so yeah, I would be. I was looking for something a bit bigger than my 24 bass, which is quite a baby one, only made it so big. So anyway, I had that was 120.
Well, that's big, Mary. Isn't that quite heavy on you?
It is. It weighed 28 pounds.
Wow.
I had to get it balanced just right. I got it just right too.
So what is it about accordion playing that you love?
Well, I found it easy because I knew it really meant the old tunes, they were all what I'd grown up on. I knew the tunes, but I didn't know all the words. Some of them, I had to make sure I didn't sing the wrong version in the outside. So I was in the family, but I had to be careful outside where I played it.
So describe your family Christmas, Mary. When you were a little girl, where would you go to spend
then
Christmas?
To where my grandparents lived. That was the corner of Church Lane in Farnham. And it's a very old cobbled building. We used to get 26 people there for Sunday, Boxing Day lunch. So I guess it's a big rambling old place. If you wanted a toilet, you had to go right down to the bottom of your garden, which is had to go out and right down there. We used to make a little combo. We used to go out in a group. I think about it now. Nobody left could do it. We gradually got it through them. The cousin started me dancing by yanking me into a WI team.
And dancing, it seems to me, as well as playing the accordion, have been the two things that have really been of value in your life, Mary.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. I don't know what I should have done without it now. Didn't think so at the time, and when I was still struggling with learning the better thing, and never thought, it would have been worthwhile, but it has been. If I could only get my fingers to be less like stiff cords and get them back into. They're not too bad,
not
actually.
Not too bad, no. Oh. Well, I'll have a go when you get home, I think. Get that old accordion out and have a little go.
Yeah, try them. bring it in here again and that would do it.
Bring it next year. What a good idea.
Yeah.
So have you ever taught anyone to play the accordion?
No. No, because I don't know how to teach them, really, because I'm no musician. It just happens that I've got a good ear for remembering tunes. And once I master the accordion, then I have to pick out the tunes I liked. I just stuck with them. I didn't try to do anything I knew I probably couldn't. Because some of these accordion music pieces they play on the professionals are wonderful. But I don't do that. I only did the things I knew I could do. And what sounded all right when it was played.
So can you think of any of the dance tunes that you particularly think, yes, I love playing this? Is there anything that stands out?
Oh, the old ones. Things like Newcastle and things like that. I should never forget because that was part of the thing. Newcastle was what I struggled to master when I was first taught the dances. And I got it. Once I got it, none of them's any difficulty when you know what you're doing.
So when you're learning the dances and the tunes, how do you learn that? Does someone... I don't know how it all works. How do you learn the dances and the tunes?
Well, they have to do the tunes because of doing the dances. You could sing a lot of the old ones. I could tell you what it was straight away. Providing I had a rough guide of them, what the tunes would sound like, I could work it out myself and take no notice of the what the things on the side of the ordain here tells you.
Oh, the music. Mm. The music on the stave.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I went... I listened to my ears and my ears would tell me when I was going to hit the right notes or not.
And what about your feet and the dancing? How did you get on with learning new dances?
Oh, that was easy. I never had any trouble with my feet. The only trouble was finding time to dance and play. I had to do one or the other. Sometimes I try to do, but I have done both. I have played and danced at the same time. I had my leg pulled the other day about it. Oh, that's when you used to do both of it at once, wasn't it? Oh, yeah.
What, standing up with the accordion and trying to dance at the same time?
Yeah. Well, I knew my dances as well as I knew my dance, the tunes. So there's nothing in it. No, that was an easy bit.
What was the difficult bit then about the accordion?
Only learning to control the air so that you didn't, when you wanted to full blast of, like the end of Newcastle, when you get a crossover and you sort of come to sweat it up. You had to learn to control the air to keep going till the last moment that you take your fingers off. Just calling and being silent. And yeah, I was just doing it again. Can we do that one again?
And did you ever have any accidents with your accordion, or did it ever break? Did the bellows stay in good condition?
No.
Did you have to have it repaired?
I've had it repaired once or twice. I think he's given up now, but it used to be that somebody had a cook them down on the island here. We used to bring the accordion down there every 2 years to be tuned. And after last year or year before last, my chap at Farnham, who is much better recording as I don't, but he couldn't do the rough stuff so easily.
What's the rough stuff?
Well, you know, there's modern issues like you mentioned them, so there's old they all sing when I'm given thinking back to the old time dances and things. Well, common tunes, if you like. Anyway.
So you must have quite a repertoire of tunes that you can play.
Oh, I could. But I could do it, yes. And I could, you know, they could give me a list of those sort of dances. I could come up down there and just turn it over to go down the other side, yes. I was very lucky, in this way, I could do that. What a number of people can't do it. Unless it's not written in the key that they know and can do easily. You've got to learn to do it or make up things sometimes to make it fit.
So you could change keys very easily if so.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm just changing. And of course, all these accordions, the bigger ones, they've got control levers that you can put into place to bring a certain sound out. But I didn't have a vast variety. That wasn't my thing. My thing was to play for dances. So I didn't concentrate on all those fancy things, runs and twiddles and things. I just wanted to get a tune over and so that people knew it, could follow it.
Yeah. When you came to Halsey, did you mostly play accordion or did you mostly dance, Mary?
Dance, mostly. This was my chance to really dance, get a chance to dance. Otherwise, you went to Guildford dances and things like that. You get plenty of things, plenty of people for to give you arms, knocks and kicks and whatnot, but they really do. But you had all sorts of, you get the rough stuff and you had to learn to take that.
Did you play with other musicians when you...
When we went to these concerts, yes.
And what about at Halsey, if you ever...
Oh, yes, I played with the ones who used to play here regularly. Like Peter... Well, she's here today.
Peter Swan?
Peter Swan and his wife. Yes. Yes, I've played a lot with them. They remember playing with me, too. No, if it could be a good life, no, I'm not regretting any of it. Except I do wish I had gone and broken this leg at the wrong time. I could have been still doing the old slow dance. I've still got in my mind, because Dave Roberts wrote two dances, one for my 100th birthday, and he wrote another one for the 110. Now, I have never done that last one.
So he wrote two special dances for you. Does he come to Halsey, or is he from home?
He has some both. In fact, he did a Halsey for me one turn when it broke down.
And did you dance those dances, Mary?
I haven't done the last one, the 200. I haven't done that one. Because he did it for me, and of course I went fell down that one, I didn't come that year. And I hadn't had a chance I could do it since. I could do. See how it goes for next year. been out of her cabin and said, this is the last of the Halsey specials.
Oh, I don't think you should ever think of the last. Just think of the next one. That's what you have to do, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's what I've been trying to do all the time. So far it's gone on quite a bit. 204 dances. Different dances. One and two others. Some specials, those two special ones. Where I played at the Albert Hall and the Festival Hall.
That must have been wonderful. Do you remember much about the Festival Hall? What can you tell me about that?
No, it was only just that who was... the girl was well known for playing with Andy for the bigger dances in London. I can't remember what her name was. That's where my memory's gone. And remember some of the names that I didn't know so well. Anyway, I did do quite a bit with him. She paid me to come, but I like dancing with you. You don't try and hog it all. But there are those people. They're so anxious to be thought a lot of. They played overplayed things very much. But I never wasn't very. My tendency is to hide behind the others, but. Didn't always work, but it does, did sometimes.
I think it's quite difficult to hide Mary with such a big accordion, actually.
Well, if you could keep it playing in tune and the right tune, you can hide quite happily behind a stronger one. Because, you see, there were people like Pat Shaw and them, with wonderful on them, make the sound of almost normal, not natural sort of thing.
It strikes me that you're a natural musician. You've got a good ear.
Yeah.
And
yes, I've still got that. I can still tell when anything that I'll think of, oh, what did they buy in Ashley? That's not right. Anyway,
I'm going to make this my last question, Mary, because we've been talking for nearly an hour.
Have we? Oh, no wonder.
How wonderful is that? And I just want you to tell me what Halsey means to you.
A very great deal. So much so that I've left it quite a reasonable sum, I hope, to buy one of these new buildings they want to have them. They do badly need a proper festival hall, a place to eat the food. At the moment, we've got nothing to take it in on trays wherever you're dancing. Well, that's not the problem we want at all.
And can you imagine what would your life have been like without Halsey?
Oh, I can't imagine now, because it's been a part of me for so long. I don't know where I could. No.
So every year you get excited about coming here?
Oh, yes, that's why I made it. I'm not going to be just the fifth time this year, because there's been five meetings now that this is the only one I've made. And I determined I wasn't going to be less at this time.
You, to me, sound like a very determined person, Mary.
Too much so, that's what everybody said. You won't let anybody do anything for you, will you? No, I get told on just as much for not letting them do things that I was doing them much more. But so often I'd rather do it myself now it's done.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much, Mary. This has been such a pleasure. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to you and hearing stories. And have a lovely time this week. And
I've only got tomorrow tonight and then go home tomorrow.
And we'll see you next year.
I hope.